Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, the Chippewa Valley is bracing for the sooner-than-expected closure of both HSHS hospitals in the area, both St. Joe's in Chippewa Falls and Sacred Heart in Eau Claire, this Friday, March 22nd. Also, Republican State Senator Jesse James weighs in on the health care changes in the Valley, plus recaps the most recently concluded session of the legislature. And also, we look ahead to a Christian rally in downtown Eau Claire next Saturday night at 6. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. We begin this past Monday. HSHS announced it plans to close Eau Claire's Sacred Heart Hospital on Friday, March 22nd. John Wagner, president and CEO for both St. Joe's in Chippewa Falls and Sacred Heart in Eau Claire, said in a statement, quote, "While the March closure of Sacred Heart is sooner than originally announced, our decision is based on our top priority, our commitment to maintain safe, quality care for our patients." Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch told WEAU-TV the earlier-than-expected closure gives even less time to fill in the gaps for
some aspects of healthcare service delivery that are particularly hard to find entities to cover, such as psychiatric care, care for Medicare and Medicaid patients.
Eau Claire County Administrator Catherine Schaaf also spoke with WEAU and seemed to be taking the news in stride.
I think that it's something that was always a possibility once they announced their closure. In many ways, I can understand, based on when you make the announcement that you're going to close, a lot of variables begin to take over.
Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch tells WEAU that the health system's corporate leaders have been able to work around state regulations to make an even speedier exit from the Chippewa Valley.
It's not anybody connected with Sacred Heart or HSHS, but it's some corporate level that's completely removed from the city.
Meanwhile, Eau Claire County Administrator Catherine Schaaf says the upcoming health care shutdown is a state issue. Schaaf says the Chippewa Valley will have to look where it can for resources.
As we're working together to pull together what resources we have, I think that we'll work through this. It's what the Chippewa Valley does.
And in fact, that's true. While leaders of the HSHS Proveo Recovery Task Force were also deeply disappointed and concerned over Monday's announcement of the almost month earlier closure of Sacred Heart on March 22nd rather than April 21st, the task force did say that they wanted to underscore the community's resilience and urgent need for resources and healthcare service for Eau Claire and the surrounding communities. And they put forth a current list of expanded and new services and providers, which includes, but is not limited to, Mayo and Marshfield OB expansions, Mayo cancer patients, Mayo dialysis, Gateway Counseling, North Lakes Clinics, The Remedy, Aurora Community Services, Solarte Health, Reform Medicine, Nomi Health Success Care, Midwest Detox, Wellbrook Recovery, and Spears Pain and Rehab Clinic. And joining Chippewa Valley This Week right now is Republican State Senator Jesse James of the 23rd State Senate District, talking with them just out of the Lincoln Day dinner in Chippewa County. And Senator, two things we wanted to get your reaction on. One is just talking here in the initial segment about that announcement earlier this week from HSHS about the closing of Sacred Heart a month earlier, the same day as St. Joe's. What about where we find ourselves with both of these hospitals closing on Friday here in the Chippewa Valley?
Well, thanks for having me on. And another devastating blow to the Chippewa Valley. In my opinion, the quicker that HSHS at this point can remove themselves from the entirety of the whole picture, the better off we're going to be. This has been a planned thing. In my opinion, and I'm just talking about my own opinion right now, this has been planned. This has been in the works. The CEO was hired, in my opinion, to get rid of the services in Western Wisconsin. I think that's the whole purpose that he was brought on, was to close down these two hospitals and the Proveo campuses to take care of other obligations in another state, primarily Illinois. This is another devastating blow, and if their business practices and their communication efforts and their business operations are, they conduct themselves like this with the minimal amount of communication that our citizens and our employees and our families deserve in our neck of the woods, and for them to do what they did is disgraceful.
But it is sad, truly, Senator, because when you've got such a great legacy, I mean, obviously the way that this is ending is so sad and hurtful and disappointing.
Absolutely, 100%. And that's the true part. This is the issue that I have. God's been removed from the picture. The nuns that helped form and make the decisions on behalf of their religious entity and organization, I was born at Sacred Heart. And I remember some of the doctors that I dealt with growing up, being at that facility when I had salmonella when I was a little boy. That's something that I'll never forget, that experience. But the thing is now in our world today, this is Satan taking over, and it's become all about money. Follow the money, and you'll see the future of HSHS.
Okay. I know also on last week's Chippewa Valley This Week, we played your Republican radio address, which dealt with the celebration of the $15 million in terms of from emergency for hospital usage here in the Chippewa Valley, but also bemoaning the governor's what he had done with his veto pen.
Yeah, it's as a state senator representing our area, I believe that we know what's good for up in our neck of the woods, and right now that the funding, the bills that we had were to address the needs. The immediate needs for our Chippewa Falls and in Eau Claire, Chippewa County and Eau Claire County. And we need to ensure that we have the basic services available for our people in the Chippewa Valley. We understand completely that there's a need for other services. It broke my heart that I had to get rid of the mental health beds opportunity that we had for adult and juvenile expansion of the mental health services in our area. But the reality is emergency departments are the most basic in the most unexpected circumstances of patients in our area when they need these emergency room services. That's what we should be looking at. That's what we should be taking care of first and foremost, because Chippewa Falls, Chippewa County, we are losing a complete hospital in emergency room services. And that was the entire point. Now, did I agree for expanding services? This is where being a legislator and having an open mind and willingness to have professional communication and conversations, having willingness to compromise and negotiate, I did vote for the expansion of the services. Again, you know, we were able to push it through in the fastest bill that I've ever worked on in 3 weeks' time, and to garner the support first from our Republican colleagues and within the caucus to get our 17 votes, and then to go into the Democrats on the Senate side to even garner more support and explain the circumstances of what's going on, and then to deal with a whole entire House on the Assembly side, first with having a meeting with the Speaker and sharing what's going on in our neck of the woods, and he wasn't aware of it until we had that conversation. But Representative Summerfield and I, we had the meeting, we had the discussion, and you know, having a wish list is something that's not practical. Let's be real. Let's be open and honest and transparent as far as what the primary needs are for our area, and let's address those.
And finally, we have just a short amount of time, but Senator James, as we recap the just concluded legislative session, I know one of the things that your office celebrating in a press release this week is the passage of $10 million for crime victim services, right?
Yes, that was a huge highlight. Again, we had to have meetings in both caucuses. We had to push for support. This was something that our federal government did to us. This was not even seen. This happened in October of this last year, after the budget was already done. This was an unforeseen expenditure, and we have a duty and obligation to protect our domestic abuse victims, our sexual assault survivors and victims, continuing the capacity and services for our child advocacy centers who do these forensic interviews for our sexual assault kids that are victimized by very bad people. And this was a huge win for Representative Patrick Schneider out of Wausau and myself. We had the committee hearing in the Mental Health Committee, Prevention, Substance Abuse Prevention in Children and Families. And we had like 50-some people come and testify on how important it was for our state. So this is just something that will help for this next year to hopefully have the federal government make some remedies and correct the actions that they've taken.
Senator Jesse James, thanks so much for making some time for us here on Chippewa Valley this week.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Mark.
And finally, on Friday in the noon hour on WWIB, our Greg Stewart spoke with Nick Bartholomew and Joe King about an event slated for 6 o'clock next Saturday night, March 23rd, in downtown Eau Claire. It's billed as Ignite Eau Claire, and Greg began by asking Nick what it's all about.
So we're a group called Ignite Prayer and Music, and what we do is it's a group of believers from all different churches, denominations, and we meet on Thursdays, and we walk the streets of Eau Claire, and we pray over people, and we spread the good news of Jesus Christ across our city. And then this is a special event that we're setting up for that. And we'll, if Joe wants to talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah, so what we're hoping for is to encourage people from every church in the area. Mm-hmm. I know Nick's been doing his due diligence on putting the word out and trying to connect with local pastors and ministries. But just to have people represent every church in the body of Christ and come out, and as we walk through the streets of downtown, we're going to have a young gentleman that's going to walk through and play guitar and sing worship. We're going to sing worship. We're going to stop in a few spots. We're going to do an evangelistic message, kind of try to draw people in to give their lives to Christ, and then we're going to meet back at City Hall.
Yeah, and then there'll be a worship concert there, and then Joe will give a message there.
Yeah.
Terrific. So tell me about the seeds for this event, how it came to be, how you became passionate about praying over and ministering to the city of Eau Claire.
So about 8 months ago, the Lord actually gave me a vision. Mm. And he said, you're going to be on the streets doing a street ministry, and you're also going to do these worship and prayer nights. We do those two biweekly in downtown Eau Claire at the Collective Arts Center.
Sure.
And, you know, my first thought was, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a worship leader. How am I going to do that, Lord? And he brought, we just said yes to it, and he brought the people in.
Yeah.
And people came from all these different churches. On, you know, on a usual week, we'll get 7 to 8 different churches represented. Wow. And that's just been our heart, to spread the gospel to people, to the lost and broken. And the other part of it is, we want to equip others to be able to do this. So people who have never had any experience, don't feel comfortable maybe praying, or they don't think they know their scripture good enough, or whatever it is, they can come alongside us and just be part of it,
right?
And just witness what we're doing, and they can learn in that process. And then the goal is that they can walk away from Ignite and have their own ministry someday, or be equipped to do that at their workplace, at their school, in their community, in their own family.
And it'll grow them. Even if they're tagging along that day, they'll grow in their courage to share the gospel, and just know that they're not alone is so important.
Stepping out in your faith, you know, sometimes it doesn't look like joining a missions trip and going abroad.
Right.
Sometimes we don't know where to start.
Yep.
This is a good place for people to start, where they can come out, they can watch how God moves through people that are already doing these missions in our city, and to be able to go down around the campus in downtown where there's a lot of homeless now, and to be able to sow into these people from our faith. Yeah. And this is a good place where if a listener has thought about doing something more, but they don't feel called to a pulpit ministry or something of that sort, they could connect with us and go out and get just kind of on the job training of what it's like to just go out and share your faith. It's not as scary as you'd think.
It can be intimidating.
It can
be. You jump in, put your toe in the water, and God can do some great things in your life and through your life.
Amen.
Yeah. So, So Eau Claire. Joe, where do you find Eau Claire spiritually? I mean, obviously you have a heart to reach people in Eau Claire. That's why this event's taking place. Where is the city of Eau Claire? Where is the community right now spiritually, do you think?
We do have a need in Eau Claire. We have so many people that are transitional with the university and people that come and go, and some decide to stay. Just being available with what God's doing in your life, it's amazing to me. I'm in, with my personal business, I'm in 600 houses a year. I share the gospel of Jesus Christ with a lot of people. And it's amazing how many people have had an experience or something they've never talked about, and then you start sharing their faith, and they have this open door to share it, and it draws them back to the Lord. There's a lot of people that have an idea of Christianity, but they have no experience.
Yep.
So to sum up Eau Claire, I'd say there's a lot of good Christian people there, but there's a lot of people that I just shared with a couple young people that were moving out of an apartment, and I said, I can't work on your place on Sunday because I have this obligation at church.
Yeah.
These people at 22 years old each, never been to church.
Come on.
I said, you never even went for a funeral?
Wow.
And she said, well, I've been to a celebration of life. So that's kind of what we're looking at with some of these people. They're unchurched.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't think of that in America, for one thing, and then here in the Chippewa Valley.
Yeah.
For somebody to not have been in a church at all at that age, just amazing. So there are a lot of lost people out there that need Jesus.
Yes.
And that's why you're doing this.
Yeah, event. Blessed are the feet of those who go.
Yeah, amen.
And if anyone wants to join us, you can find us on Facebook at Ignite Prayer and Music.
Okay.
And my phone number's on there too. You can just reach out to us and come any Thursday, 6 p.m.
Organize a group from your church, 6 o'clock on March 23rd. And this is at City Hall, downtown Eau Claire?
Yep.
Okay, terrific. Well, we wish you guys the best. Thanks for serving the Lord.
Thank you.
For stepping out and doing this kind of thing. I think it's terrific. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Nick Bartholomew and Joe King from a conversation this past Friday in the noon hour with our Greg Stewart on the upcoming Ignite Eau Claire event this coming Saturday at 6 outside of City Hall in downtown Eau Claire. Earlier, we heard from Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch and also Eau Claire County Administrator Catherine Schaaf speaking with WEAU-TV about the sooner-than-expected closing of Sacred Heart Hospital Eau Claire as soon as this Friday, March 22nd, the same day that we've been knowing for a while now, for longer, that HSHS St. Joe's would be closing in Chippewa Falls. And also we heard from Republican State Senator Jesse James on the healthcare challenges in the Chippewa Valley and a bit of a recap on the most recently concluded legislative session. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.